Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, also known as the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted to be able to share this moment with you. We are going to have a mighty and powerful teaching, a mighty and powerful anointed word from God. The Rhema of God is fall afresh upon us on today. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of my co-hosts, and each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Each and every one of you who think of us when you have different things, I thank you, thank you, thank you so much, and say God bless each and every one of you. But without further ado, we are going to go ahead and we are going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. And then we will have a prayer. You're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Psalm 136. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength so that we can make it through this day, Lord. We thank you for this present moment. We thank you for each person who's on the line, those who will be on the line, and those who will listen weeks or months later, Lord. We say thank you. Lord, we thank you for the true word, the Rhema word that is coming today, Lord. We ask that we continue to believe that you will not fail. We continue to put all of our trust and all of our might within you so that we may regain and obtain our strength, Lord. We thank you for the ministry, Lord. We thank you for each person who comes on the ministry. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you for the co-hosts. We thank you for the platforms and the opportunities that you give unto us, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you be pleased with this particular ministry? And we ask, would the revelation of God be engulfed from the top of this head to the sole of these feet, Heavenly Father? We ask in the name of Jesus, would we continue to magnify who you are, and would we decrease us and minimize us to zero? Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the new doors that are being opened, Lord. And we ask, would you continue to help us to walk in your will and walk in your way, Lord. We ask with the disposition that you give unto us be this something that is acceptable and holy in your sight. And we ask that you continue to help us to understand the word of God, and would you bless this word, Heavenly Father, to be simplified where each person who hears the word can understand and know that you are God and besides you there is none other. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this opportunity. We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I want you to go ahead and begin preparing yourself, because we're going to be in a revelation zone. This is nothing scripted. This is a revelation zone. And as the music was coming on, God gave me Psalm 136, 1 through 26. And God says, as the Spirit of God moves, then we will be within that particular boundary. But God says that we're going to be moving around a lot within those particular within those particular numbers of Psalm. We're going to be moving around a lot, so it's not going to go in chronological order. And so it's as the Spirit moves, and it's God is going to select. He said he's going to pluck out what he wants us to know. But for the main gist of it, we're going to be in Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 26, And so I want you to make sure you look over that, because I don't know what the Lord is going to give us, but he's going to give us a mighty word. We're going to now listen to the Dallas-Fort Worth Mass Choir, which is right up the street. And it's entitled, There Is No Failure in God, because that is very befitting with our title, that God never fails. And so we're going to listen to There Is No Failure in God by the Dallas-Fort Worth Mass Choir. You're listening to the OurFreeToLoveShow.com.
You're a young man who is no stranger to the gospel music world. Even though he's chronologically young for a great number of years, he has made a profound impact on musicians, churches, all over the land through the Gospel Music Workshop of America, as well as his own personal ministry. Tonight, I want you to help me give him a thunderous applause as he comes to share in this recording. He is my brother in Christ, my friend, songwriter, composer, singer, pianist, organist, trapper of faith, member of the army of King Jesus, ambassador of heaven, the one and the only, the Reverend Donald Bell. Come on, let's give it to him tonight. Come on, Donald, come on, Fort Worth, show him some love.
Yep.
If you get in trouble, listen. Just pray.
Kill yourself and end it all. And then Jesus stepped in and
That was There Is No Failure in God by the Reverend Milton Bigham and the Reverend Donald from Dallas-Fort Worth Mass Choir. Amen. And there is no failure in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And now I am going to give you a brief synopsis of what is to come, because God is wonderful and God wants us to know on today that there is no failure. There is no failure in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So at this particular time, I have a message for you, and I want you to listen closely. For those of you who are just now being introduced to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and for those of you who have been walking with God for a while, I send out a notice that God never fails. If you think of those individuals with leprosy and how God healed the leper, and if you think of the blind man, how God opened up his eyes, and you think about the woman with the issue, how she was healed just from a touch, and if you think about the girl who was possessed with demons and how the Lord was able to bring those demons out of her, and even when Jesus was crucified, he didn't fail, because on that third day he rose again. So the gist of this message is going to be that God never fails in whatever he does. And so at this particular time, the whole gist is we need to be consumed by the fire. What I mean by that is we need to be consumed by the fire, as in the word of God. God said this is the week of powerful people. And what he's talking about is he's talking about the people of God. He's talking about there's a heightened increase of our faith, because God, people have sensed that God is already in the making of doing something great in our lives just this week. And so as we go higher and higher into this ministry, I want you to understand that God never fails. He's passed every test. Even when the devil showed him all of these riches and all of these lands that he could inherit, God pass that test. Even when we are disobedient unto God, he still loves us, because temptation says that if someone mistreats you, if someone denies you, if we deny God, just don't fool with him anymore. But we serve a true and living God who continues to come back to us and who continues to always bring us through. So God never fails. And one of the things that I want to talk to the students about is I want you to take this mentality as we have this teaching that's coming up. Take this mentality for every test that you take, whatever it is, and for college students as well, because God never fails. If you say, Lord, I give you a thing, I give you my life, I give you my mind, I give you my soul, I give you my heart, God will never fail. We fail as people because we're human, and because human nature says if someone does me wrong, I don't want to fool with them. Or human nature says, you know, if I didn't pass this test, I'm not going to take it again. Or if I had a bad experience, I'm not going to go back again. But God continues to come back because he never fails. God never fails. So whatever situation you're in, whether you have failed something, whether it be a test, whether it be you failed at a marriage, whether it be that you failed at raising your kids, whatever it is, God never fails. And God says it's not too late to turn those tables. I said things are turning around for us. Even the weather is turning around. We're going to experience some hot weather, praise God, because these allergies. We're going to experience some hot weather. And so God never fails. If you look in the Bible at all of the miracles, walking on the water, God didn't drown. He was walking on the water. He went into the fiery furnace. He didn't fail. Amen? And so we must put our faith and trust in God and know that he will not fail us. We're going to listen to Sister Angela Blair, out of Dallas, Texas, and she's singing God is Able. And this is the second phase, because God is able and he will not fail us. And then we're going to go into the revelation of God. We're going to go into what God is requiring of us and what God wants us to know on the iFreeToLoveShow.com. So up next we have Sister Angela Blair. And she was on the Bobby Jones Gospel, and she's singing, God is Able.
God is able. God is able. God is able. Won't fail. God is able. Do you believe it? God is able. Tell you, God is able, and he won't fail. Tell me who can move a mountain out of my way, and who can make a miracle because of my faith. And when the doctor said no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who helps? God is able. So God is able, and he won't fail. Tell me who made a river out of a little stream, and who made the clouds roll back so that the sun can endure, and you and me. No, he won't fail.
All right, give me just a second. We're going to come back with it. My technology is out. But we're going to play that song again, and we're going to start right there. But as we get our technology back, I do want to go over a synopsis of our topic today. And then we're going to listen to Sister Angela Blair. I'm not sure what happened, but the technology went out. Praise God, be ye always ready. Psalm 136, that is where our topic is going to come from, about Jesus, or God never fails. He never fails us. And before we were cut off with technology, I'm putting everything back up here. Sister Angela Blair was stating that God is able and he won't fail. He won't fail us. And anyone who can move mountains out of our way, who can calm the winds and the zigzag lightning, the storms in our life, we know that person to be God because he is able and he won't fail. As we are preparing to move higher into the ministry, I want to ask you a question that the Lord gave me as the song was playing. And the question I want you to write down is, what do you believe God is able to do in your life? If God asks you, what is one thing that you need right now, and you believe that God is able to do it in your life, what would you say? What would you say that one thing was that God is able to do in your life? What is one thing that you would say God is able to do? Now, we know that God is able to do a multitude of things, okay? And so what is one thing that you know God is able to do in your life? And I want you to write it down. Okay. Praise God. All right. Now, I want you to think about that one thing. And as we go through Psalm 136, as the Lord was giving, I'm going to give you the revelation of God. This is nothing scripted. I said, as Sister Angela Blair was singing, as she was singing, the Lord gave me some things to go over. And actually, we have seven things, which means complete. Amen. Seven different items that we need to go over. And then we're going to go back into our music ministry, even if we have to play it back to back. Okay? All right. So the first thing, when we think about what God is able to do in your life, I had you to write down one thing, and some of you may write down a multitude of things, because I want you to apply this to the formula that God is giving. Okay? All right, as we try to get our technology back up. First of all, God's mercy is forever. What is forever? That's until the end of our lives. That is until infinity. Amen? That is until infinity that God's mercy endures forever. Many things we don't deserve, and many things God still provides for us. That is his mercy that is giving us those second chances, his mercy that is blessing us and keeping us safe, his mercy that is bringing people out of the hospitals, his mercy that is helping people recover. That is God's mercy. That's his unmerited mercy. And how long does it last? It lasts forever. And so whatever you put for what do you believe God is able to do, right, then understand that you must believe that God's mercy is forever. Even on your bad days, God's mercy is forever. Even on your good days, God's mercy is forever. He doesn't change like us. When we're disobedient unto God and we don't do what thus says the Lord, he doesn't say, okay, I'm going to take back my mercy. God says his mercy is forever. Now, he says the rationing of his mercy has a lot to do with whether we're walking in the will of God or not. So you ask God and you believe that God could do whatever it is for you, okay? And so you must understand that mercy is something that is forever. But depending on our behavior and our actions and where we walk and where we go, then it depends on how much mercy we receive or we reap, yes, how much mercy we receive or that we reap, all right? Okay, so mercy is a prerequisite for believing that God is able, because you have to understand that we're not perfect people, but God's mercy is perfect, and so we must continue to perfect our walk for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God alone does great wonders. He doesn't need our help. God does not need our help. He is God all by himself. And so when we try to do the work of God, and some people try to be God by telling when the world is going to end and things of that nature, then that's defying God, and that's not allowing God to do his work. If somebody says, oh, the world's going to end tomorrow, tomorrow comes, the next day comes, and no one really knows the day nor the hour. So God alone does great wonders. So what do you believe God is able to do in your life? So whatever you put, whether it's career, whether it's finances, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's spiritual growth, whatever it is, God alone can do it. And God says he doesn't need our help. He says what he needs our help in is to continue to pray and trust in him. He says because he does not fail. But when we try to do it in our own strength, when we try to go about doing it our own selves, God says then we fail because we don't have God in the formula. It's kind of like trying to figure out a math problem without having an operation, such as addition or subtraction. You just have numbers. God says you just go through the motions on a daily basis, right? Trying to do things in your own strength, and you become tired and you become weak. But he says he alone does great wonders. He alone can give you what you ask for, but you must believe that God is able to do it in your life. He says you must manifest it within your mind. And when we manifest it within our minds, he says then he alone can do those great wonders. That's encouraging. So we have mercy is forever. God doesn't get mad at us and say, I'm taking my mercy back. Now, let me tell you this, is God has given this to me. Stay with me. Okay. Israel, God's anger came upon Israel because they were just hard-headed. They were walking out of the will of God. They were defying God. They wasn't doing what God asked them to do. And God had to get their attention because he doesn't want us to continue to walk down the wrong path. So, yes, his anger was kindled upon Israel. That was to get their attention. But God says that his mercy on Israel, because he could have destroyed all of them, his mercy is forever. His mercy is forever. You can be turned around if you want to be turned around. You can receive this blessing that you just believed God for if we continue to trust and know that God alone can do great wonders. All right? Now God mentions some scientific things. He says the sun to rule by day and the moon and stars to rule by night or to govern by night. We ought to be the light of the world. We ought to be the light of the world. And so this week, our homework is, I want you to act like you're already in that position or place that you believe God is able to take you. Some people have huge dreams. Some people have community dreams. Some people have small dreams. Some people have home dreams. Whatever it is, God says that let your light shine. You're a great speaker. You are supposed to be speaking. You're a great artist. You're a singer. You're supposed to be singing. You're a great mathematician. You're supposed to be teaching math. You know, and so you have to be in your niche. You have to allow your light to shine. And guess what? Everybody's light can shine because God has given each person a light when we entered into the world. Because I'm sure that in the belly, it was dark. But God says once you were thrust out of the womb of your mother, you entered into the light. And God says according to your life and how you were brought up, your light either grew dim or it grew brighter or it just shut off. And so we still have a light. And whatever your light is, let it so shine. Many people get the concept that letting your light shine means that you every single day tell people how much you love God. God already knows that. God says it is functioning in your destiny. It is a preparation. He says it is a process, right? So when we talk about the sun, we're talking about the light. So what do you believe God is able to do in your life? God says, whatever you put on there, he says, then you ought to let your light shine in that area. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't dim your lights in your weaker spots. God says, let it shine. He says, because the more your light shines, the stronger it gets, right? Because practice, when you continue to practice, you continue to perfect your craft. Then God says, the moon to rule by night. God says that, yes, after a while, the day becomes night. Why does the day become night? He says, just because we need rest. The purpose of darkness was not for people to hide out or to sin or not to be seen. The purpose of night was to get some rest, right? To get some rest, because God says you must work while it's day. And he correlated this to life and death. He says, you know, you have to live. There's a time to live and a time to die. Well, there's a time to be awake and a time to sleep. You have to get your rest. So what does this have to do about God is able? Well, God is able for whatever you put, let's go back over this, to give you mercy. But it depends on how you walk each and every day, because mercy is from God and it's forever. Then God says that he is able to do whatever you ask him to do alone. He doesn't need your help. God says he is able to do that. And then the sun, God says, let your light shine no matter where you go. You have to shine for the dark people, which means for the people who do not know God. You have to shine for the people who may not go to church like you every day. You have to shine for them who may not know who God is. He says, but at some point, he says, you must rest. You must rest and begin to prepare yourself to reap what you have sown. Then we go to number four, a refuge. God says that there are some situations, and even in our believing in God, in which there are mountains in our way, as Angela said. She said there are mountains. Who can move the mountains? Well, God says, once again, he alone can move the mountains because he gives us refuge. He is our refuge, our very present help in the time of trouble. He can bring us out. He can bring us out just like he did the Hebrew boys in the lion's den. God says he can bring us out, he says, because God says you can't win without losing first. Why? Because we're not perfect people. None of us are perfect. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God says he never fails. He never fails to bring us out. He never fails to let our light shine. He never fails to give us the desires of our heart. And his mercy definitely never fails. Then he talks about keeping us safe, danger seen and unseen. And so as we travel this journey and believing in God, God says it goes, that may be unfamiliar. There are some things that may happen unexpectedly, but God says that he will be our refuge. He will keep us safe. He will keep us in his bosom. He says, because we are his children. And so when we look at the topic of God is able and he won't fail, God will never fail us. We must put our faith and trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is the one who is able to keep us safe and secure. Then God says that, you know, through these obstacles and things like that, you have to deal with the world. And sometimes the world can be mean, and sometimes people can say things. I was speaking to a friend. You know, people, the world call them haters, but I call them people who don't even know who God is. And so God is able to lift us up. He keeps us lifted up. And not only that, he's able to help us be intercessories for those who are weak, for those who have been into the storm of the world, for those who feel downtrodden. So God says that he will lift us up. So whatever we believe that God is able to do, he says he's going to lift us and he's going to increase our belief in him, because he is going to be proof, and we're going to taste and see that he is good. Then finally, there is only one God. God says he's a very jealous God, and there is only one God. Some people serve their cars, they serve their houses, they serve their jewelry, you know, they serve their jobs, and I'm speaking about as idols. And God says he's the only God. There is only one. There is only one God, and there is only one name above every name. Amen. And that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so the question is, what do you believe that God is able to do in your life? Whatever you put, whatever you believe that God is able to do in your life, he's able to do it, because he never fails. He never fails. His mercy is forever. He's able to do great wonders alone. He doesn't need any help. He allows our light to shine. That means our gifts and talents. He said, but at some point we must rest. We must go to bed at night. He says, but night was not intended for sin. He says, night was intended for sleep. Amen. Whether it be death or whether it be sleep, because we're tired. Then he says he's a refuge. He's a house. He's a roof. He says his church is within our hearts, and so he is going to protect our temples. He says a refuge. He says, I will give you a place or a way to escape evil or temptation. Then he says he will keep us safe. God says that because we are filled and anointed, and because we're on our way somewhere, he's going to keep us safe. He's going to cover us in the blood of Jesus. He's going to lift us up, he says, because in that journey, that lonely journey, we get weary, God says, because we have prescribed journeys. And God says that everybody can't go with you on that journey. There must be some distinction between who he has called and who is coming. He says there must be a distinction. So he says that he will lift us up. And when he lifts us up, he says he will draw all men unto him. Then he says he is the only God. Right? He says he is the only God. God says that you're going to be blessed. We're going to be blessed with what we ask because we believe in God. We're going to be blessed with it. He says, but this is not a God. Whatever you ask for, he says, that is not a God. You know, he says he's God, and there is no name above his name. He is God. And so we must remember, God says, circle all of these seven aspects, and you must remember that God is God alone. He says that he is to be reverenced. He is to be worshipped. He is to be lifted up. He is to be magnified. Amen? And so whatever you believe that God is able to do, he can do it in your life. Whether you're struggling seniors to pass a test in order to graduate, God is able to do it. I dare you. I dare you to pray unto God. I dare you to send you understanding. See, people pray, Lord, bless me to pass this test. No, Lord, bless me with the understanding. With the understanding to do so. You have to know how to pray. That's why God taught us how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, he taught us how to pray for day by day possibilities. But when you are praying to pass a test, you ask God for understanding. You ask God for wisdom and knowledge, and you ask God for good people. Because how many of you know that some people who help you along the way, they'll talk about you too, amen? So you have to ask God for this understanding. And there's nothing wrong with asking questions. There's nothing wrong with asking God. And there's nothing wrong with asking people who really know God. And so I want you to understand that it's very important that we understand that God is able and that he will not fail us. And remember to always keep God in the front, the back, and the center, and the sides, because he is the only one who can help us, and he's the only one who's not going to fail. Any test that you have, whether it be a school test, whether it be a test from the world, you can pass it if you have God on your side, if you believe in God, in the power and mighty, magnificent name of God. Amen? Amen. We're going to listen to Sister Angela Blair. We had to change up our program a little bit, but we're going to listen to Sister Angela Blair. And then I'm going to come back with you with another song, and then another song, then an invitation, then announcements, and I will bid you a great Sunday evening. Thank you so much for listening to the AfricaLoveShow.com with your host, Dr. Love.
Make a miracle.
Amen, amen. So that was Sister Angela Blair with God is Able. And before we go higher into the ministry and place of the Shirley Caesar Jesus, there are a couple of things that the Revelation says that we must do in order to really, really, really pass the test that we're going to be challenged with. Because you do know that while you're on your way to your destiny, you do know that you have to pass a few things. You have to pass a few tests. You have to pass a few attitudes from people. And you have to deal with people who don't know God and who may not be as patient as you are. For instance, if you're in line at a store, amen, and someone cuts in front of you or someone does something, then there is a proper way to respond. There's a godly way to respond without getting upset and angry. There's a way to do it. God expects us to act in accordance to his holy and righteous will. Amen? Amen. So what happens is that God says that there are some components, and we've already discovered two or three just by listening to the teaching of God and through the songs we've heard. So let's think about this, how to pass every test. First of all, believe that there is no failure in God. So believe in God. That's number one. You must believe. We must believe in God. There is no failure. For whatever you believe that God was able to do for you, continue to believe in God. And this is 24/7. This is not just on Sundays, not just on Mondays or when God is blessing you. This is every day. Believe in God. Number two, God says that when we talk about the scripture or what God has done, he says, remember that his love is forever. His love is forever. God is not going to get mad at us today and say that, you know what, I don't love you anymore. You're not my child. I'm not going to protect you. I'm not going to look over you. His love is forever. He is unlike us. And so we are to be like Jesus, and God says forgiveness. He says forgiveness, not only love, he says, but forgiveness. He says forgiveness is very crucial in understanding, first of all, there is no failure in God, and believing and receiving whatever it is that you believe God is able to do for you in your life. So we believe in God 24/7. God's love for us is forever, but he says that we must reciprocate that with forgiveness. Amen. Praise God. Then we heard from Sister Angela Blair. She says, God is able. What's the difference between believing and understanding that God is able? When you believe, it's a mind thing. It's a brain function when you believe. And when you start believing, right, and then when she says that God is able, when you know that God is able, then you begin to act. But God says it's a manifestation of a thought. He says when you believe in God, you begin a thinking process. It's kind of like the scientific method, but it's a thinking process. Then God shows you his love. He brings you from dangers, seen and unseen, to get you out of things, and you're forgiving people, he says, and then you begin to act in your calling, in your destiny. You begin to act. He says, action, faith without works is dead. And so you begin to act on your belief in God. Next, we're going to hear from Sister Pastor Shirley Caesar. And God says that all you have to do is call. That's it. Just call on the name of Jesus. He says, call on the name of Jesus. And then he says that Sister Dottie Peoples gives it away because he will come right on time. Those are the keys to passing a test. And students, God says that this is the spiritual way. He says, but the way of the world, or the way that you should think of this, is first of all, pray to God. Number two, he says, love everyone and be obedient. He said, love and obedience. He says, study. And God says, prepare, and he says, pass. So spiritually, God says, believe in him 24/7. It's a mind thing. It starts in the mind and manifests in the mind. Then we must love and understand that love is forever. God loves us forever, but we must forgive individuals because God wants us to mimic him, and he wants our love to be forever. Then he says we must act. He says faith without works is dead. If you want your destiny and if you want everything that God has for you, he says then act like you do. Then he says call on the name of Jesus, and then Jesus will come right on time. He says for the world, you know, when you're trying to pass a test, he says pray to God first. He says love and obedience is very important. He says the love of learning, the love of being in the presence and being obedient to whoever your rabbi is, Abba, your teacher. He says being obedient unto them, and then he says study. You have to study because in order for you to know what's going on, you need to study. And he says prepare. He says prepare yourself for success. Everybody's success is different. He says, but prepare yourself for success, and you will pass every test. That's the formula. That is the formula, ladies and gentlemen. So next we're going to listen to Pastor Shirley Caesar, and she's going to sing the song Jesus. And how many of you know that when we call on the name of Jesus, every knee has to bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord? You are listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, and this is Pastor Shirley Caesar, Jesus.
Quiet, it's your time to come in soft now. Come on.
Amen. That was Pastor Shirley Caesar. Jesus, I love calling your name. And I tell you what, when we call on the name of Jesus, something happens. They tell me demons tremble, but I'm not worried about the demons. Amen. I'm worried about what God is doing around us. Amen. Because we serve a true and a living God. We serve a God who is powerful and a God who is almighty. Almighty God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That was Pastor Shirley Caesar. Now we're moving on up higher. And so we have the ingredients. For those of you who are just joining us, you can replay the message. But I want you to understand to believe in God 24/7. It starts in the mind. Understand that God's love is forever. He loves us in spite of. That's called unconditional love. But he expects us to forgive. Then we are to act on our faith. Faith without works is dead. We are supposed to act and then call on the name of Jesus, and he will come right on time. Speaking of coming on right on time, we're going to hear from Sister Dottie Peoples, and she tells us that he's an on-time God. And who is she speaking of? She's speaking of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's an on-time God because he may not come when we want him to come, but I guarantee you that he'll be there right on time. You're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. This is Sister Dottie Peoples with He's an On-Time God. Yes, he is.
Oh,
That was Sister Dottie Peoples. He's an all-time God. Who's an all-time God? Jesus Christ is an all-time God. Yes, he is. Amen. Praise the Lord. And now we're actually up to your option. You have a decision to make at this time if you're going to accept or reject our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When you accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into your life, you say, Lord, I accept you. I want you to take over my life, and I want you to bless me to walk into your destiny, whatever that is, because we all have different destinies because we're different people. We have different directions, and you have to ask God to connect you with people that is going to help you reach your destiny, and as well as you add value to their lives as well. And so this is the time in which you say, Lord, I accept or reject. And if you reject, just understand that God is still waiting. We serve a God who does not give up on us. We serve a true and mighty and a powerful God. So it's yours to accept or reject. Amen. Amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com with your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and several of my co-hosts who are online and different individuals who are online. Thank you so much. I have a few announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can click on the AfridaLoveShow.com. That's AlfredaLoveShow.com. And click on Love Radio. I would love, love, love for you to listen. Gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, journalists, media, television. If you have a positive word, please, please, please Facebook Afrida Love at AlfredaLoveE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com. In addition to that, make sure that you're praying for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. It is very critical and important that if you know of a specific prayer that your family member needs or that your friends may need, then please pray over those individuals and pray for that specific prayer, just like we did today, for what we believe God can do in our lives. Okay. Get your calendars, get your calendars, get your calendars. You should already have this marked. February the 18th through the 20th is the Stellar Awards Show, and this is a particular show which highlights the gospel artists who have really made an impact in our lives and who have ministered unto our souls. And so we want to make sure that we support this momentous occasion. As I said before, I'm open to any events dealing with the gospel artist. We are media, praise God. The Afrida Love Show will be there. And so I have a vision that God has given me, but we want to capture as much of the sellers as we possibly can because we want to share it with our viewers and those individuals who could not make it this time. We're going to have videos, photography. We're going to be writing pictures, of course, and things of that nature. So be sure to stay tuned to this particular ministry, and also to the Facebook, Afrida Love Facebook, and the AfridaLoveShow.com. So you should already have that on your calendars. And on next Sunday, God's will, at 919 Dutton Avenue in Waco, Texas, next Sunday, God's will, we will have our Men's Day program beginning at 3 o'clock p.m. at the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, and it is right across the highway from Big Baylor University, 919 Dunn Avenue, and right across the street, conveniently, from Freddy's Custards or Freddy's Burgers. You know what I'm talking about. Right off of I-35, amen. So please come and visit that church, morning or afternoon services. Amen. In addition to that, I want you to feast your eyes on two different websites. If you go to afrida.hubpages.com, you will see some articles dealing with celebrities, education, media. You will see many different things, television and TV shows, fashion models. So please be sure to read those articles as we are revamping this particular page and setting up new and different articles for your leisure and reading. If you go to AfridaLoveShow.com, you will hear some music, praise God. The AfridaLoveShow.com on the homepage. All right. And so with this particular homepage, I think I have the sound down. Yes, I do. Okay. On this homepage, you will see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's interested in film and gospel. And you will see Minister LaShawn McLemore. She's interested in ministry and gospel. And, of course, you will see yours truly with Love Radio. If you click under either two of these ladies, you will find that they have a website. So please be sure to visit their website. And if you click on Love Radio at this particular time, you will find that we are live. We are live at this particular time because I am on air. And the title of our lesson is There is No Failure in God, because there is no failure in God. Of course not. And so if you want to follow the ministry, all you have to do, you see what the live button is, a big red live button. If you look at the picture and you'll see a follow button, be sure to click it. Click the follow button. You will receive emails on when this particular ministry comes on and when we're ministering. I would love to have you. If you want to check out some of the other shows with different celebrities, different community individuals, just scroll all the way down. You will see some numbers, and you click on those prospective numbers. And I think per page is probably like 5 to 10 different shows, and then just select what you want to see, and there it is. If you want to leave a comment, please be sure to leave a comment where it says add a comment. I love to hear your comments. All right, so that's the radio. If you need a speaker, of course, yours truly, there's a bio for you. Love's interview. If you want to know a little bit more about me, I was able to interview with the Hispanic Chamber. There were many different individuals who interviewed before me, so make sure you check them out as well. School tutorial site will become a radio station, lovestellargospel.com, I believe. So please be sure to stay tuned for that. Once again, upcoming events, the Stellar Awards Show is February 18th through the 20th in beautiful Las Vegas. There's the radio station again, Spiritual Guide. Please pick up your guide, A Spiritual Guide on the Go by Dr. Afrida Love, Perfecting Your Walk with God. We're trying to perfect our walk each and every day, and it has many different examples of individuals in the Bible who perfected their walk and who God had to turn around. About our venue, you know this is a radio station. It's an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. And as you can see, there are different events going on. Upcoming events, once again, just to reiterate the Stellar Music Awards. To all the artists and media, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, Afrida Love, or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. I just received some invitations for things going on in the Stellars. Thank you so much. Keep it coming, because I want to make sure that I attend as many shows as possible. The location and contact, when we send a comment or a review, please put your name, email, subject, message, and please click on the submit button. Contact information, Dr. Afrida Love. My email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. Gospel artists in the industry. This is some of the gospel artists in the industry. So please be sure to support what they're doing and their music. The Celebration of Gospel comes on tonight, so be sure to watch that. And, of course, there are two artists, Eddie Ruth Bradford, that's her website, as well as Minister LaShawn McLemore. Please check out these two ladies' websites. If you go to links, of course, you'll see their websites again, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford and Minister LaShawn McLemore. The radio station, if you want to click on the radio station, you will see that we're alive and well. Then Love's Comedy and Entertainment, that is one of my fan pages. LinkedIn is one of my business pages if you want to connect with me. Love's Media and Event Coverage is a fan page. Then articles that we've written, these are educational articles. Then for the Love Live Jesus Ministry, that is a fan page. And the Spiritual Guide, that is where you can purchase the Spiritual Guide on the go. When we click on Meet Artist Eddie Ruth Bradford, you will hear her music. If you stay on the page long enough, you will hear all four songs. This is her bio. Please be sure to connect with her. She is open to projects and things of that nature, so please be sure to connect with us on here. All right, meet radio host Dr. Afrida Love. All right, you will not hear any music on this page because I am not a psalmist. Amen. Praise God. But you will see many different speaking topics in which we speak on. And so just take your pick and let me know when you need a speaker. All right. Love's Author Corner. These are some of the books in the library. So be sure to check out these particular books in the library. These are leadership books, dating books, educational books, spiritual guides, things of that nature. Be sure to check those out. For health and human performance, this still holds true. Please be sure to read this particular article. And be sure to get moving. Amen. Entertainment and television, once again, these are some of the individuals that you see out and about and hosting shows and things of that nature. Please be sure to support them and all that they do. And we're going to add more individuals as well. For R&B, these are some of our R&B singers. By far, this is not all of them. We're going to add more. Meet artist LaShawn D. McLemore. She had an event today. Went very well. She is a minister out of Dayton, Ohio. She will also be at the Stellars. So please be sure to connect with her. And she's also open for any type of ministry or, you know, singing or any of the thing such as that. All right? I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will have our needs and wants. That is our needs and wants day. And we're going to have many special guests this week. So please be sure to come back and please be sure to support this particular ministry through listening and telling your family and all of your friends about the best online radio station there is, which is the AfridaLoveShow.com. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening and for sharing this particular ministry. And remember, there is no failure in God. God can do all things. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.